is the Wednesday, January 26th edition of the Daily Wager Podcast. We've got you covered with a variety of action for tonight. So settle in. We'll set you up in 10 minutes with everything you need to know heading into the betting day.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. The ladies are back at it again. Erin Dolan, yes. Anita Marks. Erin, what's up? What's up, girl?
Not much, you know, just big weekend coming up. So trying to get everything ready for, you know, conference championships.
It is a big weekend. So we're going to talk NBA. We also have some NFL futures bets that both Erin and I are looking at right now. And you've got the golf tournament out west. They made their way from Hawaii to Los Angeles, and so you've got the Farmers, and hopefully we'll be able to get some picks and some plays up for you in time for you to listen to this podcast and get in on that action. So, all right, let's start on the hardwood. First things first, I'm from Miami. I live in New York now, but I'm still a Miami 305 girl at heart. Give me the Miami Heat, Erin, -6 against the Knicks. I also like the over here at 201. The Heat have been off since Sunday, probably sipping some Mai Tais out there on South Beach. But the Knicks, they head to South Beach after a loss to the Cavs, 95-93. The Heat have swept the Knicks last season. I do believe they do it again this season. New York still struggling. I host Sports Talk Radio here in New York, and I talk about the Knicks all the time. They just can't find an offensive rhythm. I don't know what happened to Julius Randle. Maybe the trades that the Knicks made, it's just not his cup of tea in regards to the offense that they've been trying to facilitate here in New York. They can't hit anything behind the arc. It's just, it's really a bad state of affairs. Meanwhile, this Heat team, they're fighting to maintain that number one seed in the East. So I love the Heat tonight, -6. Again, I'm going to play the over at 201.
Love it. One game that I'm looking at for tonight is Denver Nets. So this morning when I saw this line, I like Denver Moneyline -116, but it's now at -132. So I'm not looking to play that. I also liked the under off the bat, but yesterday I realized that this line opened 227.5 and has dipped as low as 221.5. It's now back up to 222. The under's 11-5-1 in the Nets' last 17 games as an underdog. Also 5-1 in the Nuggets' last 6 games as a road favorite and 4-0 in the Nuggets' last 4 road games. And then you have the Nets who are also playing to the under 5-1-1 in the last 7 games as a home underdog. They're going to be without KD. They're going to be without Kyrie. So I don't see the Nets putting up a ton of points in this game. So I'm going to look to the Denver first quarter -0.5. Denver's posted 34 points in the first quarter against Detroit. That was yesterday, but of course the Pistons aren't great in terms of defense, but they're averaging more than 30 in the opening frame over the last 3 contests. So that's the way I'm going to play that one.
Yeah, I like it. Again, hosting Sports Talk Radio here in the New York area, Erin, it's a sad state of affairs for the Nets as well. You know, Harden now not happy. I don't blame him.
Yep.
He comes here, you know, Kyrie Irving and KD recruit him. He comes here thinking he's going to play with a big three. And of course, that's not the case. So betting against the Nets right now with the drama that's happening over there in Brooklyn, that's a wise bet. My second NBA play is the Suns. How could it not be? -4, only laying 4 against the Jazz. They won the first go around 115-109 on Monday, and they were able to sweep the Jazz last season out of a best of 3. I kind of feel like the Suns have the Jazz's number. As we know, they're struggling as of late. Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert. When you don't have your best 2 guys on the court, you know, it's really hard. You know, a team can only do so much stepping up, next man up, and to try to maintain that level of play night in and night out is pretty tough. Defensively, they rank 24th, allowing 115 points a game. And meanwhile, the Suns, they've been playing extremely well, winning 10 of their last 11 straight up, averaging 115 points a game. And so I'm all over the Suns tonight, -4 against the Jazz. What's your second play?
My second play is I'm looking at Memphis versus San Antonio. I'm looking at John Morant, his points prop. It just went live. It's at 29.5. This is the second highest total on the board for tonight, so we are expecting points. Now, Memphis has dropped two of the last three games, but John Morant has hit over 29.5 in the three straight games that he's just played in. In fact, last game he had 35 and a career high, tying 13 rebounds against the Mavs. He played 41 minutes in that game. So he's definitely getting his minutes bumped up, and he's playing extremely well despite not winning. Now, San Antonio, they're heading home to play this team. They're yesterday they had played Houston. They absolutely dominated them, but San Antonio in that game shot a season best 57%, scored 82 points in the paint, the most for any NBA team this season. They were perfect from the free throw line. I don't see them being able to do this once again. I don't see their defense as well being as great, so I do like John Morant to take over first points prop tonight.
Okay, last but not least, this is my last NBA game, and that's the Mavs -4.5 against the Trailblazers. Also, I'm going to play the under. I'm going to play the under until it loses. Aaron, it's been really unbelievable.
That's the way to go.
Oh, my gosh. Unders are hitting. And I came across an interesting stat that, you know, majority of unders have been hitting the last few weeks because teams are just, you know, they have no more gas. You know, all the protocols, best players not always on the court. And you've got a lot of teams that now are playing those makeup games from the games that they missed earlier on in the season because of the COVID protocols, and teams are just gassed. So the under is hitting 75% of the time since I want to say like in the last 3 to 4 weeks. It was an interesting stat that I saw, but none more, of course, than the Mavs. I like them -4.5 against the Trailblazers. They won again, another team that won the first go around 132-117. Both teams are on the back tail end of a back-to-back. But here's the thing. The Blazers had a more challenging game that came down to the wire against the T-Wolves. So Dallas got blown out by the Warriors, and they were able to rest some players. I want to say like the most minutes one of their players played was 27 minutes, something like that. So the Mavs have won 11 of their last 14. And of course, because of exceptional defense, they've just been really juggernauts. So again, Mavs -4.5 and also the under at 216. Those are my NBA plays. So Aaron and I, we've got you five NBA plays. Actually, a little bit more than that. I'm giving you over and unders as well. Aaron, let's turn our attention to what's going on in the NFL. I know it's only Wednesday, so I felt like it was Tuesday this morning, but it is only Wednesday. And so, you know, there's going to be obviously a lot of content we're going to share on these podcasts throughout the week. And so I want to take the second to kind of look at futures bets out there as opposed to like the totals and the point totals and the spreads and whatnot. Are there any NFL futures out there that you're eyeing that you feel like, wow, I want to jump on this right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you could take advantage of the futures market in general right now because you do have the Pro Football Championship advanced lines put out, which is basically all the lines of hypothetical situations after this game. The two games this Sunday, meaning for the Super Bowl. I think that you can, for example, I understand Kansas City, they're +130. Their longest in-season odds were 13-1. So obviously, if you grab that ticket at 13-1, you're feeling a lot better than +130. But if Kansas City ends up winning and they go on to play a team, you're not going to get Kansas City money line at +130 against any of these teams. They're definitely going to be favored in all the matchups, considering looking at the lines of, you know, the hypothetical lines. So I think there still is value in all of these teams right now in terms of the futures market. You're still going to get a positive return for them. So I think you should play the futures market right now, especially if you like Kansas City and you want to play them to win the Super Bowl. You're not going to get them at plus money again after this weekend if they win.
Yeah, totally agree with you. And if you have a true conviction in regard to what you think the outcome of the Super Bowl is going to be, as I like to say, hashtag run, don't walk, get on it. And so for me, I expect a Super Bowl I'm trying to think what's the right word here. I'm expecting a Super Bowl that's going to showcase both the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to somewhat hedge here. I'm going to go Kansas City to beat the 49ers. You get that at 4-1. The 49ers to beat the Kansas City Chiefs, you get that at +650. So, and you know, a lot of people not really giving the 49ers an opportunity to beat the Rams, but let's be honest, Aaron, the road to where the 49ers have gotten so far, so much more impressive, you know, just straight up like road dog defeating, you know, two teams that a lot of people thought We're going to go to the Super Bowl as well, the Cowboys and the Green Bay Packers. Meanwhile, for the Rams, no disrespect to the Cardinals, but I mean, you know, they were a shell of themselves compared to the way that they started out mm-hmm. the beginning of the season. And then you had like an anemic, injury riddled Tom Brady team that you dismantled early, and then you allowed to get back in the game late. Yeah. It was a little drama. So I'm just all over the 49ers. So again, Kansas City to beat the 49ers 4-1. 49ers to beat the Kansas City Chiefs plus 650 in the Super Bowl. I'm on both of those. Also, I'm jumping on the MVP. Again, if you have conviction like me that it's going to be the 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs, I'm already on the MVP. Patrick Mahomes plus 175. Jimmy Garoppolo 8-1. And Debo Samuel 16-1. So those are some of the futures bets that I'm jumping on right now.
Love it.
Last but not least, before we go, like I said, you've got the Farmers Insurance Open that we recorded this podcast around noon. And so they just teed off. There's still some lines up on the board. And hopefully by the time you listen to this podcast, they'll still be available. The guy that Jon Rahm is like the king of mm-hmm. of Torrey Pines. And that's the track this is being played on, Aaron. I mean, he's like king of the North. I don't know if you watched Game of Thrones.
But I have like, not, but
he's just like, he just, it's his backyard. He's inviting you to play there. And chances are he's going to kick your butt. So you can still get Jon Rahm right now at 6-1. But a guy that I'm eyeing that has better value here that I think is going to be in contention come Sunday is Sam Burns. And he's just been playing exceptionally well. He's got what it takes in his bag. He's up there in regards to driving distance as well as putting. Those are two things you need to have perfection in order to win at Torrey Pines, especially it's one of the longest tracks on tour. So Sam Burns. And last but not least, two matchups that I find very interesting. Both tee off at 1:40 p.m. Eastern time today. You can get Justin Thomas at plus 130 against Jon Rahm. And again, like I get it. Jon Rahm owns this track. But to get Justin Thomas, who could compete with him at plus 130, I think there's value there. And last but not least, Tony Finau, who has been playing great as of late, also does exceptionally well on this golf course. For whatever reason, his flat stick does perform here. You can get him at plus money over Shoffley. So again, both these dudes tee off at 1:40 p.m. Eastern time. And I just think the value is there, especially Justin Thomas plus 130 over Rahm. And this is a first round matchup. And Tony Finau plus 105 against Shoffley. I think Finau has a really good opportunity of winning this tournament as well. Aaron, any final thoughts before we sign off today?
Good luck on your bets this weekend, everyone.
Absolutely.
And today.
Just a side note, Daily Wager, we're dark, as we like to call it in the business, today and tomorrow, but we'll be back in action on Friday. So make sure you tune in to Daily Wager on ESPN2 Friday at 6:00. And that'll do it for us today. 10 minutes of, well, maybe we went a little bit longer, of the bets you need, as promised. Please do us a favor. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow if you're enjoying the show. It helps us out tremendously. And of course, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.